So yeah, I was speaking with my therapist, and he asked if anyone in my family suffered from insanity. I said no. We all seem to enjoy it. Are we on right now?
Yes, we're on. We're live.
Hello and welcome. It's Thirsty Thursday, May 3rd, and we have arrived once again, ladies and gents. This is your favorite podcast, Chemically Inconvenient, where two brothers chat shit about pop culture, current events, and our harshly contrasting lifestyles. I am the Dilly underscore Willie on Twitter. The hostess with the mostest, the backbone of the show, is at Cole Samuelson. Samuelson.
Samuelson.
Cole Samuelson. Make sure to give him a follow. He's a pretty good follow on Twitter. Maybe like 4 out of 5. We want to thank our beautiful listeners and this week's sponsor, which is Becky Caroline's TV Dinners. I want to start by saying everyone here at Chemically Inconvenient, we're gigantic fans of these TV dinners. I mean, I have one every night. I slowly indulge in these tasty dinners. Well, I'll do one of three things. Drunkenly call my ex-girlfriend Stephanie, damn you, Stephanie, watch hockey playoffs, or cry myself to sleep from sheer loneliness. I mean, what can I say about Becky Caroline's TV dinners that has not already been said about the wheel, penicillin, or the jet engine? These TV dinners come equipped with a handkerchief for your tears of desolate emptiness inside, a pint of 151, which that can't hurt your current situation, and for dessert, lard brownies. Because let's face it, you hate yourself. Becky Caroline's TV dinners. Not for the faint of hearts.
Waiting for the intro. God damn it, Jimmy! Jimmy, our producer, messed up
I
again.
missed the go
He
too.
went
I meant look
he went on another bender
I
last night.
it, I missed the go too. It's not working. We'll have to go into our first segment. So that was Jimbo. Big time
great,
Jimmy Jim over there.
Great episode
just
of Chemically.
Snooter McGooters. Can't do the imaging. I mean.
Oh, here we go.
Intro really gets me going.
Me too.
Totally worth it.
Me too.
Totally worth it.
A lot's happened. A lot happened this week.
Yeah.
A lot happened.
Yeah.
I would like to start off saying congratulations. You kicked my ass in golf.
Yeah, I did. Put on a clinic out there on Sunday. So
yes, you did.
What did we shoot?
I shot like what 102.
102.
What solid 102.
It was.
Now
you made some putts.
Yeah.
I mean, it could have been
110. I've never putted better in my life. And you said at one point, "Shit, Cole, if you could just get on the green."
If you would have got the ball on the green for par on every hole, you'd have shot a couple over.
Yeah.
But you got there, you were saving bogeys
you
from 25
saving
feet.
Bogeys.
For 25 footers. So,
yep.
I broke 80.
I'm gonna,
79.
I'm going to get you. Well, one of these days. Might not be this year. Might not be next year. Might not even be the year after that.
I don't.
I'm going to get you.
The old long con.
I'm going to. That's right.
You're going to long con
the
me.
Big con.
The big old con.
What else? Started keto this week, officially.
I saw that. You're on a diet.
Ow! And, I mean, it wasn't really any big change from what I was already doing, except I'm eating a lot more fat.
More fat.
More
and that's
fat.
Good fat.
It's, yeah, I'm eating a lot of guacamole, avocado,
okay.
Real butter. Not that bullshit communist margarine.
I can't believe it's not socialist butter.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of meat.
Do you eat? This guy eats more meat than. I went and ate lunch with this guy, Cole, over here, about a month ago. And there's like a cafe. I get like a salad and a chicken tender or whatever. He brings out a plate.
When was this?
Like when I ate lunch with you? It was over.
Oh, at the hospital?
And
yeah.
He brought this plate out of just.
It was just chicken.
It might have been a whole chicken. and about a gallon of Chipotle mayo. And he just goes to town. Like,
oh, yeah. Jesus, man.
Like Kobayashi. It was impressive.
Now,
is that in your diet? Just eating, like,
yeah,
all sorts of protein?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to... You're going to make fun of me on this one. So, Cade had a league baseball game Tuesday. And I'm doing intermittent fasting, too, so I got to stop eating by 8. Game was at 7:45. So, I get home, do a real quick, like, 20-minute kettlebell workout, and then, you know, change and work out the door. Guess what I did?
What?
I brought a Tupperware of chicken and guacamole. And not only did I eat it at the game, I was around the scoreboard.
just classic dad moves as far as the eye can see. I'm proud of you, man. Proud of you there.
But what also happened is I've been on them like, hey, if it's an inside pitch, you take it. You don't duck out of the way. No, you don't be one of these kids that duck out of the way, and I go... And
that's a free base.
It's a free base, and I go, and you're fast, you're going to steal second, you're going to steal third. So it's easy. It's a free triple.
They're kids. It's hard to teach them to take a baseball.
So I told them, I go, you take it, and then I go, you don't rub it.
Either. Oh, yeah, you don't. Take it right in the riblets. And you just...
So they're getting... His team's getting throttled. Well, he comes up his first at bat, and of course, I'm right behind home plate. Okay. Around the scoreboard, I'm like, scoot up towards the plate. Scoot up. Scoot up. And he's right on the plate.
He's crowding it.
First pitch. Boom. Right in the shell. I mean, he just sit there and took it. And he didn't. He just took off for first. And I
don't rub it.
Yes. In my loudest dad voice, I go, don't rub it. Don't rub it. And the whole crowd started laughing.
Just teaching them from the jump.
I'm telling you.
How we play baseball.
That's right. That's how we play baseball.
You know what? This is Cade's move.
He rubbed it when he got first.
I was playing wiffle ball with him. I'm throwing it to him. Anytime he hits it deep, epic bat flip.
Oh, yeah.
The kid bat flips like
Bautista.
I'm having problems over here. He Bautista bat flips any chance he can get. Which I like. I like that.
What else?
Segway.
Made some new goals for 2018.
Okay. Let's hear it.
We got, I passed my strength and conditioning certification, so that's goal number one. Check! I'm in the process of learning Spanish.
Yeah.
So I've been doing that about 4 or 5 days a week for an hour.
¿Dónde está la biblioteca?
That makes no sense.
Me llamo Timbo en la Araña Discoteca. I also rap in Spanish.
Rap in Spanish.
Go ahead.
I got approached. They want me to start like a legitimate chronic pain program at the outpatient clinic.
So what does that entail?
So I went to a continuing ed course that was all about chronic pain and back pain about
like
a month
athletes?
Ago. For everybody.
Okay.
So I went to that. I got a lot of really good information, and they gave us like a lot of printouts, like just a simple printout that says, hey, you know, this is a non like anti-inflammatory diet, you know, what to eat, what not to eat, like a printout about sleep hygiene, what to do, what not to do, all this really good stuff. Because sometimes people come in with chronic pain, there's nothing really wrong except their way of thinking about stuff.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Like, they'll come in like, oh, you know, I got my back always hurts and my whole body hurts and I can't get out of bed and I can't do this. And it's all about, well, there might be some small mechanical
it's
problem
like a
with
placebo,
your back.
Dude.
Exactly. So you got to like you got to get moving. You got to get to sleeping. You got to get to eating right. You got to drink water. You can't be drinking Pepsi all day
changes
long.
Changes everything.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. So.
That's pretty cool.
That type of thing.
I got a question. Go ahead. Those are your goals.
And there's two more. Okay. I'm trying to get a reverse hyper in the clinic because no PT clinics have those, and they're amazing. If you guys don't know what that is,
no clue what that
look
is.
It up. It's one of the best things for your back.
Okay. Oh, is that where you hang upside down like a bat?
No, that's an inversion table.
Okay.
Those are good also. And then I want to break 90. The golf.
Okay. Dude, my
I have broken 90. I broke 90 last year for the first time.
Yeah,
I want to break it again.
The thing about that, that's okay. Same thing. It's like a placebo. Because, like, you, if it's in your head that you got to break 90 the whole time, once you do it, you'll do it all the time. It's just that, it's like that first thing. Like, breaking 80 for me, I could, like, never do it. And I'd shot 80 a thousand times, and then one day I was like, it's not a big deal.
Right.
Then, bam, 78. So you're a doctor.
Yes.
I have...
Doctor of physical
therapy. No, you're a doctor. Listen.
Okay.
I have a problem.
Uh-huh.
I have chronic tinnitus.
Ringing in your ears?
The ringing of the ears.
Are you serious right now?
It just rings all the time. I think it's because of all the concerts I've been to.
Both ears or one ear?
Both.
Both. All the time.
Not all the time.
Not all the time.
No.
What brings it on?
Dead silence.
For real?
Yeah. I looked it up. No cures. You just effed in the A. Chronic tinnitus.
Okay. I'm gonna have to think about
that.
Yeah,
you need to search that. Another thing, I've told you this before, never on the podcast. I don't know why you don't make people call you Dr. Samuelson. I do it all the time. Hey, sir, how you doing? That's doctor.
That's Dr. Samuelson.
Like, I don't even know you. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't doctor. Matter.
Anywho.
Nah, that's not my style, though.
That's what I would do. I'd be a jerk.
We'd be a jerk.
A legit jerk.
Hey, Dill, you are?
Hey. My friends? Hey, it's Dr. Samuelson. Show some respect.
Right. Oh, headlines? There's a lot.
See, I've been out of the loop, so I'm going to have just straight up blind hot takes.
Okay. I have two in specific, but let's start with this one. I just pulled up Yahoo,
in
ladies
specific.
And gentlemen.
Go ahead.
Is that not a thing?
I have two in specific. No.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, you've been taking too much Spanish. Go ahead.
Shut up.
Next. Or should I say El Nexto?
All right. Juuling trend sweeping high schools.
Okay, know all about this. It's Juuling is like vaping, right?
Yeah, it's just an electronic cigarette.
Yeah. First off, I don't get it. Just why don't they just smoke cigs like an adult? Grow up.
like a true million? True American?
Just if you're gonna do it, go straight to the hard stuff. That's my take. You ever puffed a Juul?
No.
It's actually not bad. I think you can get flavors and stuff.
Teenagers have been chewing, smoking, using nicotine for what? Forever?
It's the participation trophy of smoking something, is what it is. So that's why they're doing it. It's easy. It's cool now.
So
that's what it is.
So what? It's the same thing, except in different form.
It's probably better for you.
And it's not better for you.
Well.
Oh, here we go.
I got one.
Go.
Are Pop-Tarts ravioli?
I would say yes.
I'm going yes.
I would say yes.
It's a Danish ravioli. A pastry ravioli.
Ravioli. 15-year-old says her $1,000 monthly allowance makes her feel like a peasant.
Oh my god.
Let's pull this bad boy up.
A peasant. The only reason I have respect for this young lady is because their verbiage. I feel like a peasant. Like the caste system brought her down. Wow. Okay. What was our weekly allowance? Mine was $20 a week in junior high.
In junior high?
That was for lunch.
What was it when...
I got $5 a day.
I think it's what I got. And that was plenty.
Yeah, I mean, the if you got the tray, it was like $4 or something like that, and then $20 a week. So that's, well, yeah, it's not.
That was, I remember that being plenty, though.
It was a lot.
You could get a chicken. I used to get the chicken.
Chimichanga.
Chimichanga, like a candy bar and like something else.
Oh, yeah. $1,000 a month.
Here I go.
That's more than some people make.
Here you go. A Beverly Hill. Shut up,
well, it's
ad.
Beverly Hills.
This damn computer. William Shatner, you need to shut up.
Can you get that Priceline advertisement out of here? So we're trying to run a show.
Jim, our producer.
Or,
wow.
Or turn it up. That's fine.
I didn't turn it up.
Well, let's just listen to it.
A Beverly Hills teen who calls herself a princess,
okay,
is furious at her mother for slashing her monthly $5,000 allowance.
That is way more.
15-year-old who appeared on the Dr. Phil show, your favorite guy, has lived a lavish California childhood, a closet full of Chanel, Gucci, and Celine, whatever, personal drivers, exercise trainers, and her own credit card with zero limit. Some months, her credit card bills would be $10,000, her mother, Nina, told Dr. Phil. I just paid the bill.
That's...
I
mean, that kid is straight up screwed. If you're already like that, there's no way you grow up to be a respectable human being. I mean, she's just going to marry an investment banker and be like a trophy wife?
I mean,
that's
she's
the only
she,
thing.
Yeah, she's effed forever.
Yeah. For $5,000 a month, that is way more than people in the Midwest make per year. Like, hardworking. $5,000 a month.
A month? What would that be? We're not very good at math.
Okay. That's, let's just say, Cole, that's a lot.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
I don't know, man.
She's making over
okay.
50.
Well, what did mom and dad give you when you started driving? I remember what I got.
I don't remember.
I got 80 a week.
80 a week.
Would cover
gas and
food. Like food.
Yeah, I think they gave me $100.
And that's when we were driving the fucking Cadillac tank.
Greatest first car of all time.
92
Cadillac DeVille.
Four-door.
Oh, man.
Tank.
Burgundy baby. Leather
you,
seats.
You could live in the back seat if you
ashtrays on the side, just like just the good old days.
And,
smoking with the windows up. Think
yes.
about that.
Yes. And
not vaping. Not juuling. Smoking six.
And we had to use premium in that thing, too.
Yeah.
So it wasn't cheap.
No.
And the gas mileage was about one.
You could lay down in that back seat.
Oh.
Not saying I ever did.
But you could.
But, you could. I tried it out by myself once or... Next. I got one.
Hit me.
You'll like this. This is more of a... I got some... Just kind of... These are my thoughts written down. What would society be like, Cole, if we farted with the same ferocity and spontaneity as we sneezed? Think about
that'd be
that.
My dream world.
Think about that. Think about that, Cole.
That'd be my
just
dream
just in
world.
A meeting. Instead of sneezing.
That'd be my dream world. How funny would that be?
Yeah, that's probably like... You know how girls try and do that cute sneeze where like... try and like... squeeze one out of there. I don't know. There's no such thing as a cute fart.
There is no such thing.
I want that on my headstone, by the way.
all right, rolling.
Oh, man.
We're rolling.
Trying to think what else happened.
Well, okay. I can't find the hell of this happened. Just here, University of Texas is... It's either a class or an actual program that... it's about... Toxic masculinity?
Yeah, saw that. It was, what did the kid do?
How, and no, it's not what anybody did. It's an actual academic, I can't remember if it's a class or a program, but they're teaching going away from normal gender roles. So like the man shouldn't be just the breadwinner and the supporter and all this blah, 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 cause it's toxic.
So
they say that's toxic masculinity.
Are they? They're probably teaching the youth of today how to be metrosexuals. Remember that?
I read a little bit of it, but I mean, so you're telling me that because I take pride in being the breadwinner, providing for the four people in my house.
Yeah, I mean it's
so. And you're telling me that's toxic?
No.
That's what they're saying.
It's not toxic. They're just trying to break down, like, the old school way of thinking of, like, the chick should be in the kitchen sweeping
and doing. But if that's what she wants to do.
And making sandwiches.
But if that's what she wants to do, what's the problem?
If she wants to make sandwiches, make me a sandwich. You know what I'm saying? Tell you the truth. I want to marry a lady doctor, and I want to make sandwiches for her. I really
fine.
Do. Exactly.
That's fine.
That's what I want to do. I want to play golf, come home, make her a goddamn wonderful sandwich, crust cut off just how she likes it, in a heart shape.
With a little mimosa.
A little ham sammy, and just give her a mimosa, and then she'll tell me about brain surgery or what, rocket science or whatever she does.
I'm trying to think what else
Do you know what it is? Is there like... They're probably going to hire, like, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy to come in and, like, teach classes.
No, the funny thing is, they were trying to find someone to, like, lead it, and the title was something asinine. Like,
just,
like, masculinity specialist or something. Of course, I read it during lunch, and it really pissed me off.
What if, like, when we're old... Okay, it's going to be bunch of... No, listen. What if we go so extreme that when we're like 80, it's a bunch of dyke women and a bunch of metrosexual guys? Like, straight opposite way that it goes. Then, you know, that would help the population control.
Ooh,
solving just lanes opening up on the highway. You know what I mean?
I guess my question is, so I'm not supposed to teach my son... that when he gets into a relationship and has a family and has kids, that it's not, he shouldn't feel the urge to be the man.
I think there's
am I not supposed to teach that to him?
There's, yeah, I mean, you are, but I think there's a lot of really positive things of being a manly man. Like just rubbing dirt on it, you know what I mean? Getting your hands dirty, calluses, fixing stuff around the house. Around the house, I have no idea how to fix anything.
Me neither.
I wish someone would have taught me that.
That's one thing I wish I would at least would have learned.
Do you know what? You know what I have to do if
just
something
like
happens?
Basic construction.
Oh yeah, just anything. If
Cole, what's a hammer? I don't know.
If
that
literally, if anything happens, I have to call a guy.
Yeah,
I gotta call a guy. I gotta have a sink guy, a toilet guy, deck guy. I gotta have a guy.
Brittany makes fun of me all the time because. We first moved into our rental, and the washer was leaking. And she's like, because she knows me, if she starts freaking out, then I'll, like, do something stupid to get it fixed.
Mm-hmm.
So she knows nowadays, like, just don't freak out. So she's flipping out, blah, blah, blah. And I just pulled out my dad's old credit card, which... You know, back then, he's like, this is an emergency. I go, I buy a new one.
That'll solve all our problems.
So just buy a new one.
Buy a new one. I'll pay him back.
Oh, man.
Yeah, not a manly man when it comes to that at all.
All right, another one. Actually, you got something.
Yeah. I thought about this the other day. How lucky were those lobsters in the tank of the first class restaurant on the Titanic? Thought about that in the shower.
Oh man, that's good. Really lucky, actually.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the Boy Scouts are changing their name to Scouts?
The Scouts.
or they're changing their name. They're taking boy out of it.
Okay, what are the? So they're gonna form into like, so the guys, are they gonna have Boy Scout cookies? That sounds disgusting.
Yeah, because girls are joining the Boy Scouts. There's Girl Scouts.
There's Girl Scouts.
Girl Scouts, and they have Boy Scouts.
Why do we have to, like, I don't know. And if they're just Scout cookies, I don't even want them.
No, I don't want them either. Why ruin, like, one of the best things on Earth?
You know what they're going to do? They're going to change the name of Thin Mints to just Mints. Because what if the Mint's a thicker gal?
Yeah, yeah. What if they take offense to that?
Yeah. I'll take some mints. No, I want the thin
mints.
No,
ones. I want thin mints.
Well, we don't have those. Well, I thought it was weird that you're a boy selling me these cookies anyway.
Yeah.
Go screw yourself.
Get out of here.
You will have none. Slam the door on
it. Could
be him.
Like the cutest blonde-haired, blue-eyed 6-year-old knock on your door.
Macaulay Culkin knocks on your door. Yeah. I'd slam
Hey,
it
Dylan,
right in his face.
You want some Scout cookies?
No.
The hell did you just say?
No, that's
me?
Why your parents left you on purpose in Christmas.
You
twice.
Get the hell out of my Get out of my lawn!
Hey, Macaulay Culkin, I'll give you to the count of 10 to get your ugly, yellow, no good keister off my property. 1, 2, 10.
Before I pump your guts full of lead.
Before I pump your guts full of lead. Kid, I have no idea. You probably don't even watch Home Alone.
Oh, man.
All right, yeah, I have.
Okay, I guess, again, where does it stop, Dylan? Where does it stop?
I'm telling you, it's.
Where does it stop?
It's gonna stop.
It's okay. We're different. God made us different.
Yeah.
We have different wiring in our brain. We have different physiques. We have different muscle mass. We have different everything. Girls can have babies.
Yeah. Which sucks.
So, it's okay to be different. It's okay that we're different. It doesn't have to be all inclusive.
It's just they're trying. The overall thought behind it is probably a positive thing. You know what I mean? We do. If you don't progress, right? If you don't progress, you're regressing, basically. Right. So the thought behind all of it is you know, just because you've done something a certain way for a long time doesn't mean it's right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. All the basic things in our past were like. You know, like 50 years later, you're like, why the hell did they do that? That's what they're trying to do is like, like bullying is wrong. But you're right. There's a line and they get too far on like participation trophies and this toxic masculinity. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You're getting too far, which
but it's just going to be, they're going too far, but yet. Stuff like this is happening. They're gonna keep taking it even farther.
Yeah, I mean,
and I don't like it.
Yeah, but you know, you control your.
The funny thing is,
you
bring up the bully thing, right?
Uh huh.
And I do agree, bullying is terrible, and it's worse now with social media. Cause it's not just to your face now; it's all over. But people can call me out on it. I don't care. I've told my son and my daughter, if someone gets in your face or someone's talking smack on you, I go, handle your business.
Yeah. That's how we did it.
Handle your business. If the school calls me and says this happened, we'll figure it out. But you handle your business.
Yeah. Don't go out and seek it. But if some guy tries to get buck and slaps you in the face, you need to drop that kid.
No kidding.
His name's probably Chad. And he's probably raised by his mom's probably named Tiffany and cuts hair. He's just a dick.
Probably redhead too, right?
Okay.
Well, here we go.
All right. I actually have... We need to talk about this.
Okay.
So I thought about this. It's a genius. All right. What minor change would you make to a sport to make it drastically better? There's endless possibilities.
Minor change to...
Like, I'll do this. In all sports... Every player's mic'd up.
Oh, love it.
And you can just listen to them.
Love
it. Like, the whole time. That makes it way better. Right?
Yes, it does.
Here's another thing. Tell me this, Cole. Why do the baseball managers dress up like baseball players?
That's a good point.
So, and none of the other sports. So, my next one is, Every manager has to dress like football coaches, full pads, helmet, mouthpiece, everything.
Okay.
Guys, women's gymnastics coaches got to dress up in a leotard.
Love it. I love that.
Got to. Golf, but you can never exit your cart.
Just got to like polo.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like polo.
Polo, but in a golf like cart. Polo.
I solved overtime in football. You know how it sucks, right? Score a touchdown. It's like it's not fair. Football overtime changes to the quarterbacks just fist fight for the W. Starting quarterbacks.
Oh, I love it.
Just go out. So you got like Big Ben versus Cam Newton, just bare knuckling it at the 50.
Who are you taking on that?
Oh, Big Ben.
I would agree on that.
Yeah, he's a savage, man. The thing is because Cam would come out there and then Big Ben fight dirty. Just kick him in the balls.
Yeah, because like if you're looking at just sheer crazy athleticism.
Oh, yeah, Cam's got him.
But if you're taking like...
Big Ben will like dirty.
Probably like dirty box with a little low shot in there a little bit.
Yeah, he might have like a shiv like he did out of a spoon on the sideline.
Just probably run over and get his... motorcycle.
Just run him over. Yeah, there's no rules to this. Okay.
Oh, I got one.
All right.
Baseball. 1 point in the game, and it could be like, it would be like a time thing. Like, could be at the first minute, or it could be at like the, you know, 4 hour limit. So it could not even happen, but it could. At 1 point, if the clock goes off, anyone that has a dip in has to swallow it.
Dude. Think about it, if you know baseball players, that will not, they will still dip.
Because there's,
they will still dip the whole game. Because
there's some guys that have to have it.
That's what I mean. You get like, gotta have it.
So do you take that risk?
Oh, I'm taking it every time. I'm just downing it, probably up chucking on second and keep her going. Pop another one in. All right, I got one. Hold on. Okay, this, in my opinion, is the most genius thing I've ever came up with. Okay. Well, I didn't come up with it, but I stole it. In the Olympics, all right, you have, before someone does their event, you have just a person at random. You draw, kind of like the Hunger Games. You just get drawn. Like if I get, and you have to do the event before they do it to give everyone perspective on how crazy these athletes are. So like they... You want to, just an average Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Try and figure skate.
Okay.
And then you see how, like, hard it is.
Okay. I like
but,
like, that.
I just, there's, like, hilarious possibilities out there. Like, first up, janitor Steve. Steve waves. He will be attempting the ski jump.
Oh, Steve died!
Good luck, Steve. Or, like, it's just.
Oh, he looks good for me. Oh, no!
Oh, good!
And, ladies and gentlemen, we think Steve has died.
He has died. Or, that's a good one.
That's a great one.
Basketball, 10-second shot clock. At any shot clock violation, 4-inch spikes come out of the ball. I don't know. The logistics of that are really hard, like, but if we need, like, Elon Musk to figure
like,
that out.
That's like Mad Max style.
Oh, yeah. Just the greatest.
Okay, I got one for you.
All right.
If it comes down to a like a sudden death in golf, they have to try to think if I got two ideas. One idea would be they have to finish before they putt their like on they're on the green. Before they putt, they have to at least finish 3 beers.
Oh yeah.
Or say they do like 2 sudden death holes, none ones. Then they have to
like shotgun a beer.
No, then they have to do. They got to pick a person out of the crowd, and they got to go flip cup.
Flip cup.
Yeah.
Dude, any alcohol bringing into like overtime. But my thing is golf. Like, the greatest.
My thing is golf is like 90% of the regular dudes that play golf. You're drinking beer, and on the tour, they're not.
Yeah.
So that'd be something to add to it.
Definitely. Definitely.
For all of us regular guys.
Definitely. Ramps in NASCAR.
Love it.
Or, no, here's the thought. while they're driving, they have to use whatever sponsor their car is.
Love it.
Right?
Love it.
M&M's wouldn't be that bad. Tampax, that'd be a problem.
That'd be a problem. Okay. One more headline.
All right.
Do you know what a incel is?
Incel, yes.
You do know what an incel is. I just learned this today.
Yeah.
What is it, Dylan?
Crazy, right?
It makes me so mad.
Yeah. I think they learned it 7th grade. My history teacher told me. Incel is like, it's a transfusion thing when your cells get backed up. Like, it's like reverse osmosis, but for your cells, they call it incel, which is really called insulation cellulite, which is what girls do to their asses to make them look Brazilian. I don't fucking know what incel is. Are you shitting me? Go ahead.
Okay. So, it was a Daily Wire article. Apparently, this guy in Canada got into a car, ran to a crashed to a crowd, killed like 10 people. And he had a Facebook post or something that he's labeled himself an incel. An incel, and I quote, is a person who is not in a relationship nor has had sex in a significant amount of time despite numerous attempts.
Okay, so any guy after a breakup for most of the time? So 30% of people that are living right now.
So I'm actually, I'm on the website right now. It's incels.me, which is like their website, I guess.
Hope you don't run into my profile.
And the funny thing is, so they're like, it's a entitlement way of thinking. Like, I want to have sex, but I'm not having sex despite me trying to.
I don't get so.
Me neither.
They're getting shot down.
Apparently, and the thing is like.
So again, just a normal guy.
Yeah. Pretty much.
You know what the website should be called? www.averagejoe.com. www.bemoreinteresting.org. www.readthegame.com. Okay, I can't keep going here.
Anyway, this is some wild stuff,
it wasn't even funny. So they're not asexual. They're just people that...
No, but...
That want... Well, then I don't get... Just be interesting. Get a new hobby.
But they're taking it as... They're taking it as that sex is like a right.
Oh, like...
Is a right.
Like you go crazy if you don't have sex?
Or, you know...
There's an easy way to solve that.
What?
You can do it by yourself. That'll get the jitters out. Maybe you won't drive wonky next time.
Anyway, the dude that ran into a bunch of people, like, I guess the thought process is, like, it's because, like, you're not good looking or whatever, and there's these other non-incels that are attractive people and all this stuff. So but my thing is this. It's a whole way of thinking of, you know, sex is a right and not a privilege or a gift. So the way it's supposed to be.
It's a cult for weak-minded individuals.
For I would say guys that view toxic masculinity, basically.
Yeah, it's a cult for new age.
Entitlement.
They're weak-minded.
They're weak-minded. It sounds to me like it's a entitlement thing. No, it's not.
I don't get it either. That's strange. What a weird thing to be a part of. We call ourselves the incels, and our superhero powers are violently boring.
Dude, this is some crazy stuff.
How far do you have to go to, like, if I ever get to that point, just know, I've given up. Incels?
Incel, and it means involuntary celibate.
That's not a thing.
It's not a thing.
Here's why I can disprove this in one sentence.
Here, before you say that, you know what's funny? On their website, you know what their link is? Bangbros.com.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
No, go ahead. Here's why I can disprove this. The other day, I was driving around, gonna go hit golf balls, trying to get my game better. And I was just thinking to myself, you know, I'm still single, still out there, getting down on myself. Go up to a stop sign. There's a homeless guy, okay? This ratty lady walks up to him, sits down by him, gives him a kiss on the cheek. Even homeless people can find each other.
Amen.
All right? If they can do it, you incel bastards need to fucking grow up.
Ooh, here we go. Hold on. We're not done with this yet.
That is interesting. I hope you don't find my profile on there.
So I'm on this feminist website. Why incels hate women. What? Their existence is not about being lonely. It's about blaming women for their loneliness.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of agree with that.
It's about...
Blame yourself, you know, dummy.
It's about... That is basically about hating yourself and who you are. Right? They have no confidence in incels. Incels are just like, they lack everything you want as a person. Confidence, it being just interesting whatsoever. Are they all bad looking? Was that what they say?
I don't know.
There's confidence.
I'm telling you, man.
Can make you good looking.
It's a crazy...
I'm like a 6 at best.
It's a crazy...
Sprinkle some confidence in me. 7.5.
7.5.
If a girl's drunk, I might be a 9.
What's the world coming to, Dylan?
I don't know.
That's all I got.
I don't know. That's all I got, I guess. We could talk about baseball rules for a bit. You want to hear the... Okay, baseball was actually pretty cool when it just started. This is what I found. I went down a rabbit hole on, like, rules and stuff. All right, get this. Here's where, like, some of the rules when baseball, like, just started, okay? They didn't use gloves at all.
Ooh.
You could throw the ball directly at a runner.
And hit him?
And hit him, like, dodgeball. So it was like dodgeball and baseball at the same time. Fly balls you could catch off one bounce, still be out. Fields were infinitely big. There was no fences, so there was, like, no home runs at all. Spit balls were legal. And they... Fun fact... This is my favorite one. Before the games, they would pick umpires, were just random people from the crowd, and they fed them beer during the whole game. Yeah.
What is this, the greatest game ever?
And I just like, I was like, if we just went back to like the Stone Age of baseball, it would be watchable. Bring back all those rules. I'm down for all of them, especially the beer umpire guy. I'd be down for that.
Top three?
Is it time?
It's top three time.
Yeah, you're going to need to filibuster for a sec.
So, Urban Dictionary describes incel as in a person, usually male, who has a horrible personality.
That's what I said.
And treats women like sexual objects and thinks his lack of sex life comes from being ugly, when it's really just his blatant sexism and terrible attitude. Incels have little to no self-awareness, even when they see other ugly men with girlfriends.
That's exactly. They have no perspective whatsoever.
They're terrible people.
Incels.
Top three this week is top three junior high slow dance songs.
Yeah, that's a good
from
topic.
Our day. So it'd be mine was the early 2000s.
Mine was
Same thing.
Yeah, so close. Mine. This man, I was.
Were you psyched? Were you psyched when I told you this?
I spent about 30 minutes on this, and if you look at, I have some notes. I scratched out every single one 8 times, and I have 6 honorable mentions. So
I'll go first.
Snake Draft
number 3. Truly, Madly, Deeply by Savage Garden.
Oh, man, that was such a good song. Savage Garden was like, even back in our day, they were hated on. Because there was like Blink 182 and like some really good bands. But that song.
And then Savage Garden came out. Oh, and they're all about like love and.
Oh, yeah. And like crying.
I'm going to bathe you in the ocean or
crying on the beach and stuff. Like, yeah. That, I mean, awful band, but yeah. Good pick. I respect that. Number 3. Edwin McCain. Dolby, your crying shoulder.
Staple. Dude, I was, junior high staple.
I was at work and I had popped my earbuds and listened to it. Mm-hmm. Almost shed a tear. Brought me back. 7th grade dance. Just grabbing a big handful of booty.
See, I wouldn't.
Huh?
I was about as nervous as
no
ever.
Yeah.
At junior high dances.
Just you gotta sneak one in.
Yes. Yeah,
boom.
Boom. You're number 2.
Okay.
My one's a good song.
I was gonna go number 1. I flip flopped it 8 times. I'm confident number 2. Casey and JoJo, All My Life.
Oh, great song.
Man, that's a timeless song.
Oh yeah.
Dream someone like you.
Yeah.
And I thank God that I.
My number 2 is. Shut up. Is Iris Goo Goo Dolls.
Oh man, honorable mentions. That song is so good.
It's a good song. Dude, because some of those songs you look back and go, that's a terrible song.
Oh man, it was raining today. I guarantee if I listen to that'll put you in the mood.
Goo Goo Dolls, underrated band.
Oh yeah. They got some hits. They're like. Sneaky, they're like the Matchbox 20. They
just said Matchbox 20, also very
sneaky
good band.
Great hits.
My number one, and it might be your number one, and it might be number one in everyone's hearts from the early 2000s. I Don't Want to Miss a Thing by Aerosmith.
Ah, damn it, no, mine's not that. But it's so good.
Because that's right when.
Armageddon
came out. That was every dance, my 7th, 8th, and even 9th grade and year. And every, like, birthday party you go to.
Gotta have it. Gotta
you know,
have
like,
it.
That classic junior high birthday party where, like, you're all in the basement. You know, the parents are upstairs. There's about 5 parents. And they come down every once in a while to check on you.
Yeah, they're, but, like creepy sneaking around.
But, and, like, you had the lights off. And
That
song was played every time.
That was the close. The DJ would get on. This is the last
song. Last song.
And then it just comes on and you're like heat seeking.
Yeah.
Some
You don't want,
fine young lady
yeah,
to
you don't,
slow dance
you don't
with.
Want to be.
You don't want to be left out at the last slow dance song.
No, you don't.
That's like being the last kid picked at
That's
dog,
the biggest
dodgeball.
Kick in the nuts.
Yeah, you don't want that.
That'll What's your number you one?
Number one. Alicia Keys, If I Ain't Got You.
That's great, yeah.
Yeah, see, there's so many of them.
Yes. Give me some honorable mention. I have one.
Seal, Kiss from a Rose.
See, that was way early.
I know,
that
but
was like when
they
little.
Played it, though. And it was on Batman Forever, which was a great movie.
That's one of my all-time songs.
That's just a great song. Yeah.
What else?
Well, I have another one that went back, but they played it at a dance, and I thought it was awesome. George Michael's Careless Whisper is a great
song. That's a great song.
It's a great song.
George Michael, talented individual.
Here's one that I had on 3. It was, number 3 was between this song and Edwin McCain's I'll Be. Howie Day Collide. You and I collide. It's a good one.
Good one. My one was Hero by Enrique Iglesias.
Oh, yeah. God.
That was played a lot.
He got the ladies going.
Yes, he would.
He got the ladies going. No Doubt Underneath It All. You're really lovely underneath it all.
No, not.
John Mayer's Your Body is a Wonderland.
Yeah, that was later, though. That was like high school.
All right. Well, that's all I got.
Plus, that didn't really get played at
the dance club. No, but I just wanted to say that's a great song.
Theory?
No. I got some words. If I can find them. I don't know if I can. Okay, yeah, I got some. Before we do theory, are we almost done here? Is this it? You got some more stuff?
We got theory, then we got tweet of the week, and I got a really good tweet of the week.
Let's go tweet of the week.
Okay.
We'll end with that.
I got this off of Men's Humor on Twitter. They posted this thing. It's from some type of handle by the name of Muckles.
Love it.
And I quote, "Working with children is a wild experience. This morning at work, one of our second graders got my attention and was like, 'You know a word my mom told me not to say? ? Pussy. And I was like, "Then why did you just say it?" And she went, "I don't know." And then she dabbed.
Dude. Yes.
Yeah. That cracks me up because that's the age of my two older kids, and it's just stupid Dude. Crap like that. So funny.
That's...
I don't know. Dab on him. Boom. Why did you say it?
Dude, why did you say it? I don't know.
In your face.
That's just like stamps it. The cherry on top.
man.
I usually say one of mine because I'm very conceited.
Your one tweet about waffles and pancakes and...
Oh, yeah.
That was a good one.
Waffles are better than pancakes. Beyonce is overrated. I like what Kanye's doing. Guns are magnificent. Hockey playoffs over basketball playoffs. The talking stage in a potential relationship seems innocuous, but is absolute madness. And as always, peace up, A-Town down. Hashtag yeah.
That's a good one.
It's got about everything you want in it. No,
I would agree with everything except the Beyonce.
Queen Bee's overrated. She has been for years.
Now, was she overrated when she first blew up?
No. When she first went on her own, she was basically, like, proving to everybody she's got it. Now it's like, we get it. You and Jay-Z have problems. They don't talk about. Anyways, but here's the one I was thinking of. Today at my bar, one guy made fun of his buddy for drinking a blue Hawaiian. And he goes, "I don't give a shit if it's baby blue. This is fucking delicious. How's that Budweiser taste, you basic bitch?" And then slammed the rest of it and went, "Fuck you and your beer, Kyle."
That's a great one.
Oh, by Cotton Candy Daddy. She's a great follow.
That's a good one.
That is one of my faves. I'm trying to think of what else. Yep, that's all I got. That's it.
Oh, to follow up on Urban Dictionary's definition on an incel. Even when they see uglier men with girlfriends, they consider these men with girlfriends to be tricksters who have somehow beat the system and can get women despite being cursed with unattractiveness. In other words, they're respectful to women and women are attracted to their personalities, but incels can't comprehend such a phenomenon. They believe that women owe them sex, and many of the more extreme incels like to spend time in incel communities on the internet, coming up with ways to make women have sex with them, often involving genocide of people of color, genocide of chads, taking rights away from women, raping them, having sex with women's dead bodies.
What? Quit another, saying. Another Stop talking. Horrid,
disgusting thing.
Stop talking. What is... That took a dark turn.
That did take a dark turn.
I thought they were just... Yeah, they're tricksters. They're not successful guys with... passion and
a
job.
So they're not.
Do you know
they're not a man?
Do you know what I bet incels enjoy? Bucky Carolyn's TV dinners. Dude, think of an incel coming home after a meeting, just like, you know, down on the world, opens the freezer, Becky Carolyn's sad sack TV dinner, just chucks it in the microwave. Just
like clicks, throws it in the microwave.
Clicks one button, sits down, and probably like reads Hamlet and cries.
No, he probably just sits there and watches it.
Oh yeah, watches it, and then just like puts it down, chugs the 151, and just has a good cry.
And then
incels seem like they cry a
lot. Oh yeah, and then wonders why.
Why has God delivered me a bad, just a bad genetics? I bet they
dude
just
lift some weights. Learn how to talk a little bit.
Throw some balls.
And be respectful.
Yeah. Also,
and get some truck nucks from Bucky Clifton.
Bucky Clifton is actually Becky Carolyn's fiance. Go figure.
Go figure.
But go buy some frozen TV dinners, people. And closing statement.
Closing statement.
Guys, distractions. They're a problem. Let's talk about them. Our lives are full of them. Maybe some distractions are healthy. Some are toxic. Some point us in a direction that's a windy road that only comes back to where you started. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day about stress and how we deal with it. And he blurts this out, which I thought was hilarious. Dylan, the universe is a cruel, uncaring void. The key to being happy is not to search for meaning, but to keep yourself busy with unimportant nonsense. I laughed to myself and I hung up. After I hung up, I started thinking about it, and I, like, it's pretty true. People these days kind of fill their days with meaningless tasks that I think they can get rid of. So let me ask you, when you're done with work, working out, or your day, and you have some free time, what do you do? Video games? Alcohol? Weed? Do you focus on your boyfriend or girlfriend? Are these distractions what you really want? I was reading some articles online, and they just started really to piss me off on the way of thinking that what we have as a society right now. Here are a few of them. 5 ways to distract yourself from things that you don't want to think about. Distracting yourself into a better mood. Distract yourself from stress. 6 effective ways to distract yourself from anxiety, depression. The list goes on. I'm here to tell you few listeners that we have that this is absolute bullshit. The woods are dark and scary, but the only way out is through. Sincerely, Chemically Inconvenient.
Boom! We'll see you next week.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.